agree that even if a billion people believe something, it can still be ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Oh, indeedly doodly.
All right.
Hi-ho, Pagan. Hi-ho, Pagan.
Won't like this. This job, you will be shot at.
What's the big brouhaha? What's the big brouhaha?
Welcome to the Student Union, everyone. I'm your host, the Chancellor, Pastor Marcus Zill. Great to have you with us here on the campus at LCMSU on this blessed feast of the Epiphany. Common age-old question on campus is, hey, what's your major? Well, we're going to talk today to someone who had a bit of an uncommon one, religious studies.
What's the big brouhaha?
It is great to have you with us here in the Student Union. We are here with Jacob Benson. Jacob is a second-year student at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and a graduate of the University of Wyoming. Welcome, Jacob. How are you doing today?
Hey, Pastor Zill, I'm doing well. Good to be in the Student Union.
Well, excellent. And you are a Wyoming native, is that correct? You're from Worland, Wyoming. Tell us about Worland.
Correct. Worland, Wyoming is a metropolis of about 5,000 people. I grew up about 3 miles outside of Worland, Wyoming, and it's probably like every other town in the U.S. of 5,000 people, not a lot to do.
And so now you have more than you know what to do with in the sexy city of Fort Wayne.
Absolutely.
But now it's great to have you on. You know, we tend to forget our seminary students. They are college students. You know, how is seminary? Does it seem a lot different than college? In what ways is it? In what ways is it? Is it totally different?
Sure. In some ways, it's really similar. The single guys like myself, we live on campus in dormitories. We're obviously in classes all day and we have homework. And so it's easier, it's tempting to fall into that routine of college. But it is different. I mean, there's crucifixes in every room. There's multiple chapel services throughout the day. And so the emphasis is always on being formed into
a pastor.
You thought
we had a lot of chapel services at the University of Wyoming at St. Andrews.
Exactly.
Little disclaimer here. I was actually Jacob's campus pastor at the University of Wyoming, and I will never forget the first time we met. Pardon this little interruption, and it's getting a little personal here, but I remember you walking around. I think you had, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 pounds of hair on your head. You had this huge afro. You had just walked across India or something like this and grew your hair out, and I think I thought you were homeless. You were walking around. But maybe you remember that first meeting you showed up. What was that, your junior year you showed up? Do you remember?
Yeah, it would have been, because I transferred into the University of Wyoming from a community college. So it would have been, my third year of, I guess my fourth year of school. I took a year off, but.
And now the reason why, now Jacob and I are rather close, but happy to have him on the program here. I always like to have students on, but there's actually an actual specific reason why I wanted to have Jacob on, because you hear a lot. Jacob had a very unique major in college, and it's one that, frankly, I don't know too many people that head off the seminary with this major, or in my 15 years, I think you were the only student that I had as a campus pastor who had this major or even minored in religious studies. So tell us a little bit about religious studies. How did you get into religious studies? And frankly, what is it? But first, how did you end up in taking religious studies at a secular university?
Sure. So I started off at, community college studying psychology and music. And I was going through this small liberal arts school in Oregon studying music therapy. Decided that wasn't my thing, transferred back to the University of Wyoming. I was taking online classes while I was living out my lease out in Oregon. And I took an introduction to the New Testament, and it was just this broad overview, but I really liked it. I was raised Lutheran, and so it was cool to be able to dive in and actually understand what, you know, understand religion as an academic field, which I never really thought of it as such before.
Sure.
And then took another online class in the summer, and then when I actually moved to Laramie, declared it a minor after one semester, declared it my major. And yeah, just really fell in love with the program there.
Well, excellent. You know, it's kind of an interesting thing because, you know, I always caution people to be careful with religious studies because you kind of never know what it's going to be like. And, you know, frankly, lots of times students are like, oh, you know, I want to take an Old Testament class and, you know, it's a chance for me to do something spiritual or whatever. And not everything associated with religious studies is necessarily going to support who you are in your faith or as a Lutheran. And so there's a lot of pitfalls in this. How did you counter that early on, or did you find that to be the case?
Yeah, so the two online classes I took, one was taught by a Roman Catholic missionary who eventually left the seminary to go, he's like a soccer coach in Uruguay or something now. And then the second class was taught by an Orthodox.
I think actually everybody in Uruguay is a soccer coach, but go ahead.
Yeah. And the second class was taught by an Orthodox Jew. And so my initial interaction with religious studies was taught by practitioners of religion.
Okay.
And then the first on-campus class I had, I remember the very first lecture. It was the life and times or life and teachings of Jesus. The professor just goes, okay, so where did the gospel come from? We know that it wasn't some Holy Spirit whispering words in people's ears. We're all too mature to believe in that, right? And that kind of, definitely set the tone for the class. And I think that type of closed-mindedness, for lack of a better word, is what a lot of people experience in religious studies. But for the most part, and I never took a class with that professor again, but my advisor...
One
was really
probably enough, right?
Yeah. Well, I think he's actually... I don't know if he was fired or retired or something, but doesn't teach there anymore.
And this so was before you could have claimed a microaggression.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know what that word was. And later, I mean, I found the program had this really big anthropological focus. So it was, you know, if you want to learn about Islam... One, you know, read the holy text of Islam and actually talk with Muslims. If you want to know about Christianity, read the Bible, read, you know, the church fathers, Luther, whoever, and actually talk with Christians. And so I think in that sense, the program was really unique that it actually emphasized speaking with people instead of just speaking about people.
Hmm. Well, you know, I did research in advance of our discussion today here in the Student Union. I went to Wikipedia. Which is where all quality academic research takes place.
Right.
And I was trying to look up the history a little bit of religious studies in general, because it's a relatively new area of study as far as, you know, going back centuries or whatever. This is what, just a paragraph or so from Wikipedia. Religious studies is the academic field of multidisciplinary secular study of religious beliefs, behaviors, and institutions. It describes, compares, interprets, and explains religion, emphasizing systematic, historically based, and cross-cultural perspectives. Does that sound like a fair? I know there's a lot there. There's a lot of wordage to unpack there. But does that sound like a fairly accurate description to you of what you experienced?
Yeah, I think. I mean, I think that it's intentionally vague, you know, to be able to draw from philosophy, psychology, anthropology, and all this. I think in any program, you know, there's always these different emphasized subsets of religious studies.
And then it goes on, it says, well, theology, which you're doing now, which is interesting because you're doing religious studies and now you're doing theology at seminary. While theology attempts to, now this is a Wikipedia definition, so take that with a grain of salt, but while theology attempts to understand the nature of transcendent or supernatural forces, such as deities, the study of God and doctrine, religious studies tries to study religious behavior and belief from outside any particular religious viewpoint. Religious studies draws upon multiple disciplines and their methodologies. You mentioned one of these: anthropology, sociology, psychology, philosophy, history of religion, and the like. So does is it really truly that interdisciplinary in terms of looking at kind of what makes religions what they are and how they tick and how they're organized and how they're systematized?
Yeah, and I think at the undergraduate level, it kind of has to be. I mean, the same with anything in the humanities or liberal arts. The capstone class, we would read, like I said, anthropologists of religion, but also sociologists read Sigmund Freud's theory on religion. And so we do get this, very broad understanding.
Is that kind of Sigmund? Is that kind of like, your mama must not have loved you as enough as a child, and that's why that's why you're religious.
he had that same accent too. Sigmund Freud did.
There you go. I get compared to Sigmund Freud all the time. But right. So now what kind of classes what kind of classes did you take in your religious studies discipline?
Yeah, my focus was on religion and American foreign policy. Hmm. And so I did a lot with the interaction between Christianity and Judaism and Islam.
Okay.
My advisor studied female asceticism in rural India. And so I took a class on asceticism in rural India. And
is that why you, because you ended up going to India for a while, is that... did you go over there to do some research?
Yeah.
There's other places to find dates, you know. Okay, sorry. I told you this show is a little bit more personal because Jacob and I have a long history.
That's right. I did come back empty-handed, but the class over there, I did a summer, I guess about 2 months. I did 3 weeks in Israel and the Holy Land, and then 4 weeks in India, and about 10 days of that in India was, the class through the University of Wyoming, and then the rest was living with a host family.
So what classes did you struggle with? Were there any classes that you had that you're like, okay, I'm taking this as kind of stupid within your major?
Yeah, I mean, the classes, I'm trying to think now. There weren't any that I just thought, this is a complete waste of time. They're all really interesting. The thing I always struggled with was, I guess coming from a psychology background or at community college, I really wanted, answers to all these things.
Right.
And religion, trying to define religion or even speak about religion, you kind of have to be bubbly and florally and speak very in vagueisms a lot of the time. And so there's initially a lot of frustration with that. And then the more I kind of got comfortable with it, I realized that, I could take a class with, a fellow student who's, a Baptist and an atheist and a Muslim. And we could have these, conversations about, not to encourage any type of relativism, but actually speak about our own religious practices and what that looks like and how that manifests in our own lives.
It's interesting. I always love looking at things historically, and as I always point out to folks, theology was considered the queen of the sciences. Luther was a campus pastor. Yeah. He was at the University of Wittenberg. It was, they didn't really have state school versus private school. They had schools. And theology was embedded along with all the other disciplines. And while I haven't checked it out, it seems to me that what's been interesting is that I actually think it was somewhat of a good thing that theology was so close to academia in this. I mean, you're kind of now removed where you go off to seminary and get your Lutheran radicalization taking place. But, what's happened is it's been so separated. We have this whole, separation of church and state and all that kind of hoopla. And when people came over to America, the long and short of it was, the Ivy League schools all had divinity schools, Harvard, Princeton, Yale, they still have divinity schools because that's the way they had it overseas. But then in time, what happened is we started divorcing theology as a part of the sciences away from academic culture. And I often wondered, if what has happened is that when theology got divorced from being just one of the disciplines alongside all the other sciences, if what's happened is you're at the University of Wyoming, you're at any state university, there still is a need to tackle religious type stuff, but they lost the mechanism to do that because all these seminaries started that were separate from the academic square. And I don't know, it seemed kind of like maybe that is where, like, you know, a lot of philosophy, religious studies, a lot of these types of disciplines kind of developed when we moved theology out of the academic square.
Absolutely. I mean, we have here at the seminary a lot of, you know, the same conversations that I would have in college and, you know, with religious studies profs and majors, but here it's so much more concrete because we can actually speak of, you know, rather than talking about, you know, what is the difference between sacred and profane as this philosophical category, we can actually speak in biblical Christian terms and say, you know, this is holy, this is unholy. And it makes it a stronger academic focus when you're actually working within the framework of a particular religion.
Well, sure. One of the things I want to kind of turn our focus here. We got about 7-8 minutes left here to, you know, helping students that might be listening. This is called the Student Union and not Marcus Catching Up with Jacob time. but as great as that is, but, you know, for students that might be thinking of taking a religious studies class, I always tell them, you know, this is why we have campus ministries, and hopefully you have that. How is campus ministry important to you? Was it an important thing to be able to have that alongside of taking these religious studies classes at the same time?
Yeah, Luther taught that you should never try to engage the devil when you're fasting. And when you're not regularly attending church, hearing the word of God, receiving the supper, you are spiritually fasting, and to try to engage something that really will challenge your faith, I think is a very unwise thing to do. If you're not plugged into a campus ministry or a local parish, whatever it may be, I think that it could be, you know, very dangerous and very damaging to take some of these classes. That being said, I think when your feet are firmly planted and your roots are down in the ground in your own Lutheran identity, it's great to study other religions and even the history of Lutheranism or the history of Christianity in general. I think it's very illuminating to learn how our own tradition fits in the history of the whole world. But campus ministry is so important. I mean, it in many ways saved my life. I mean, as Pastor Zill knows, I was in his office a lot of times, you know, and we'd argue about things or wrestle about things. And it was good to be able to have that outlet to say, I learned this today, and Pastor, you're wrong, and then walk out of the office saying, oh, well, I guess, you know, academia is wrong and the Bible's right and Lutherans know what they're talking about, which is always very comforting.
Well, it's important. So obviously for any students that are thinking about this, I mean, my concern as a campus pastor has always been when a young man or woman decides to, you know, if they're not plugged in, if they're not, you know, you don't take an Old Testament religion class at State U to learn more. You're not going to necessarily learn what the Old Testament is from a Lutheran perspective, and that might be what you're wanting. I mean, ideally, if you're learning these things and getting catechized and being built up in your faith, it's one thing to be engaged in these classes where you know that some things are going to be challenged than it would be if you're kind of sneaking out of the church and you got one step out the door and on your way into kind of getting broken down. And that's really the concern. So is that the thing basically to tell our students to keep in mind, is to don't use this as a substitute for what you get on in terms of your devotional life and at the divine service?
Absolutely. I mean, it will never replace a devotional life. There are a lot of people who would take some of these classes as, you know, I went to Sunday school growing up, so this will be a blow-off class for me. And it's really heartbreaking to see people their faith just be completely shattered when they don't have that strong foundation to build. this religious studies knowledge onto.
I want to get your quick reaction to, there was an article, I think it was in Chronicles of Higher Education that I read just a week or two ago, with all the stuff about Islam going on and, you know, the talk of, you know, the jihadists and terrorism and, you know, Donald Trump's comments about, you know, not allowing Muslims to come in the country, you know, all these different types of things. Islam is a hot topic. And a state professor of religious studies is arguing in, I think it's a journal of our Chronicles of Higher Education, that maybe it's time for us to make it mandatory for all students at state universities, for universities to consider making a mandatory class to take an intro to religion class. Now, you had the opportunity, everybody has an opportunity, usually after we have to take so many social science classes and you can choose from four or five different types, you know, sociology, philosophy, intro to religion, women's studies, whatever. How would you feel about the idea of every single student in America having to take a intro to religion class?
Yeah, I mean, since I'm a Lutheran, when things are mandated, I'm supposed to react against it. But there's this book I reread every couple of years called Religious Literacy by Stephen Prothero. And he's raised Episcopalian or something, goes to Quaker meetings now. But there is something to be said about, to be a responsible citizen, you know, you have to be aware. And certainly the way we discuss things in the public sphere, even from an evangelizing or proselytizing apologetic point of view, if you want to speak to your Muslim friend at the University of Wyoming, you have to know something about Islam. And so there is something to be said about, and maybe even to be a responsible Christian, you have to be aware of what other religions are out there, or as a Lutheran, what other denominations are out there. So I would definitely encourage, again, you know, being plugged into a good campus ministry, I would definitely encourage people to take an overview of world religions or whatever it may be called.
Sure, and obviously that's something that maybe LCMSU, we could actually develop some resources along those lines, so that, you know, you maybe don't have to take an intro to religion class at a state university.
Yeah.
And, you know, that there's more than one ways to skin this cat. So do you think, you know, we just got about 2 minutes here. Do you think that your intro to your religious studies background is going to help you down the line when you get out and, God willing, become a pastor and begin to serve in the church?
I hope so. When I would tell people in college I was studying religious studies, they'd say, oh, so you're going to be a pastor. Like, no, I don't want to be a pastor. That's the last thing I want to do.
And now you're doing it.
Yeah. And then now when I'm here, when I tell people, oh, I study religious studies, they say, oh, that probably really prepared you well for seminary. And in a sense, it did. I think that, I come in with a different skill set, you know. The learning curve for me on a lot of Lutheran history and Lutheran writings is a lot steeper than some people that have, a different background coming in. But when it comes to, you know, theories of religion and the place of religion in society and culture, yeah, I think it does help. I think it's good for pastors to know these kind of things.
Well, you know, Jacob, it's been great to talk to you here. And I'll just tell you, I think you're going to be a tremendous asset to the church, not only as a pastor wherever God ends up putting you to serve his people, but also in terms of being able to engage our culture. Like you said, we have to know what's out there and what's being taught, and you will have a unique perspective. And so I look forward to engaging with you down the line and getting you involved and helping in these ways. And I think this serves as a wonderful reminder that it doesn't really matter what you take at a college campus, religious studies or whatever it might be, get your butt to church, stay rooted in God's word, and learn and grow. And, you know, today is Epiphany, and remembering that there is an entire group, you know, God's seeking to call people from all nations into his church. And we have a unique opportunity on our college campuses to witness to those that don't know the gospel. And anyways, have a great continuation of your spring at CTS in Fort Wayne. And thanks for spending time with us today. Great to have you here.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor. Blessed Epiphany to you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, indeedly doodly.
Yeah.
again, a blessed epiphany to all of you. This discussion was enlightening. Bottom line, don't be afraid to engage the world, but not at the expense of receiving Christ's gifts. You know, and another thing, continue to learn the catechism and everything that's been handed over to you. Yeah. Learn more about LCMSU at lcmsu.org and check out all the archives of the Student Union archived at kfuoam.org. And remember, wherever you are always welcome right here. Even you religious studies majors. You know what? College is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help.